Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Good afternoon. My name is Adrian Puren. I'm the acting director at the National Institute for Communicable Diseases of the NHLS. This is your COVID-19 report based on data reported on the 11th of August. Worldwide, there are 635,556 new cases. And in terms of the deaths, there are 4,312,902 deaths. And in terms of the distribution of these cases, there is an increase in these cases overall. However, this varies by region. Turning to South Africa, there are now 2,554,240 cases. And reported cases for yesterday, the 11th of August, was 7,502 cases. In terms of the numbers of deaths, there were 573 deaths recorded. The total number of deaths for South Africa, at least those that have been recorded related to COVID-19, is 75,774. In terms of the distribution of the new cases, KZN accounts for 24% of these cases, with 1,979 cases. The Western Cape, which accounts for 22% of these cases, the number is 1,706. Gauteng Province, which accounts for 17% of the cases, has 1,273 cases. And the Eastern Cape, 13% of the cases, and that accounts for 999 cases. The Free State accounts for 6.1% of these cases, and that is equal to 454 cases. Overall, there is a decline in the numbers of cases, and so compared to a moving average of 7 days, so compared to 7 days ago, there's been a decrease of about 6.7% in new cases. Similarly with hospitalizations, compared to 7 days ago, hospitalizations have decreased to 4.4%, or by 4.4%, and deaths have also decreased, and that has decreased by 6.8%. In terms of positivity rates, this is the number of positive cases accounted for. The Western Cape has a positivity rate of 27.1, KZN 22.5, the Eastern Cape 20.9. So there's still substantial numbers of people infected. However, remember, these numbers may reflect a particular testing strategy. Currently, South Africa is still in its third wave overall, and certainly Gauteng may well approach and go out of the third wave, and that may be in the next few days or possibly weeks. Whereas when one looks at the trajectories for KZN, Western Cape and Eastern Cape, these are still upward trajectories in terms of cases, so they will not be out of their third wave for at least a little while longer. Similarly, the Northern Cape, although there were certainly initial declines in cases, there's certainly now an uptick in cases and an upward trajectory in the case of the Northern Cape. Whereas Limpopo and Mpumalanga have a downward trajectory, whereas the Free State has a plateaued trajectory, but still ongoing transmissions. In terms of vaccines, 8,811,000 doses have been used, and of those, and above the age of 18 years old, 3.9 million adults are now fully vaccinated, and that means 10% of the population is now fully vaccinated above the age of 18. Thank you.